Sunday night, about 70 community members gathered on the park strip in Anchorage to honor those who died while living outside on the streets this summer. The candlelight vigil was held on the same spot where people gathered 32 years ago to demand an emergency shelter for people without housing. KSKA's Ann Hillman attended the event and has this story from the Urban Affairs Desk.
Tina Mafuau is with the St. Anthony Samoan Choir. She says they chose to sing at the ceremony to teach their youth about helping others and to send a message to the people in Anchorage.
One candle each time would make a difference anywhere, in any dark place. So I hope the city of Anchorage will rise up to the call that's needed by our brothers and our sisters that are less fortunate.
Community activist Samuel John said part of the solution is changing how people who are experiencing homelessness view themselves.
What I feel that every one of us should do is not just give them our change, not just give them our leftovers, but what we should do is really sit down and think about how we are going to give them pride in themselves.
Mayor Ethan Berkowitz says that means acknowledging people without homes as people.
And when you stop and you talk and you get to know them as individuals, and you hear their stories of a veteran who served his country, of a victim who was subject to the most horrific kind of abuse, as someone who's fleeing, as someone who's dealing with mental illness, calling those people just homeless does an injustice.
After the ceremony, community member Christina Mensoff approached the mayor and the governor with her concerns and asked for solutions. She says, as she bikes through town, she sits and speaks with many people who live in the camps.
You know, a lot of it has to do with like just setting up a place where they can be safe and they don't have all these homeless camps everywhere, and just like, you know, giving them the mental health that they need in that area.
Berkowitz says the municipality is working on solutions like helping open the Housing First Project Safe Harbor at Merrill Field and providing scattered site housing around the city. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.